Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hey, everybody. Sloan, Iowa. Lake Buena Vista, Florida. That's where Disney is.
Yes.
Topsail Beach. Well, why do they call it Topsail if it's S-A-I-L?
The guy that submitted it literally said it's pronounced Topsail. For some reason, he doesn't understand.
Yeah, for some reason, because people are
pain in the ass. Oh, dear.
Let's see. Tucson, Arizona. Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Get your hands off me. Hat Yai, Thailand. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air right now. And, you know, Rob, sometimes when you're an observer... How fun was that for me, asking Oscar about the studio this morning?
That was great.
That was like the borderline getting what you get every day. You know,
you keep having the same conversation.
Just shut up for a second. Let me have my say. That raw hostility.
Well, he came in for some reason as soon as
he was a bear.
As soon as you brought it up, his heels were dug in. He was on the defensive right away.
I'm having the same conversation with the guy. That gets a little tedious after a while.
I understand, but still, you can, you know,
get me the measurements.
You can finesse it a little bit.
This is what I don't need to finesse. We've known each other for 11 years.
It's the first show of the week. Be kind. Be kind, Oscar.
We're not kids.
Can you be kind?
We're such an a-hole.
Well, that's how he has progressed in this business so well. He's a professional a-hole.
If you're nice, people walk all over.
And he never fails. Do you ever notice how he never fails to drop the money bomb on me?
Oh, he loves that.
You know?
Yeah.
Where,
well, business,
you know,
guy.
To remind me that his other business partner, Charlie Burney, is this magnanimous, generous, and that I am the skinflint.
I did not say that.
You know? Well, you don't in so many words. But
are you saying?
He alludes to the fact that, you know,
you love
as far
to
as
spend
me being cheap.
Money. You are the furthest thing from cheap. You are the least cheap person in my life that I know. I can't, and that's not even a joke.
You love to make it rain.
You will spend money where you think the money is well spent. That is from your perspective and your prerogative. Bottom line.
But you were saying that I want the same look you have, that I basically, you know, we can't afford to do that.
I said that there are opportunities at IKEA, and you smirked at me and said, I'm sure.
But I thought you were joking. I thought you were joking. And I don't want everybody to know that's where we get our furniture. I want to fake it. I mean, don't say that.
It's just a couple
don't
set
say
pieces.
You keep it.
9-year-old animals.
Keep it on the DL.
It's not embarrassing. It's what everybody does.
No, it's not what everybody does.
Not Joe
you
Rogan.
You said Joe Rogan.
Yeah, Joe Rogan you got him.
Joe Rogan, I don't like Joe Rogan.
You brought
studio.
Up Joe Rogan. You're the one that brought him up.
Because you agreed with me that it looked...
I said his set could look nicer for the money that was spent on his set.
Sure.
And then you said that he spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on his set.
Yes.
The one in Austin, Texas.
Austin.
No, but I just feel defensive when I bring it up because... you know, take the measurements, and I said, okay. I mean, I gave you a
you
video
said it's
tour.
A rectangle.
Well, I gave you a video tour.
Yes, and I asked you to take the measurements.
No, you did not. Not specifically when
God.
I did that.
Mike, the words you said, I have a contractor coming over to put foam in the garage.
No, I didn't.
And
I am. I'm doing that.
Okay, but you said you have a guy that was coming over. And
I said I'm going to talk to a guy. Okay. I don't have anybody.
Okay, well,
over.
That's
and
what
we want to thank Harry's. We want to thank Harry's for providing the phone.
Okay, you said you're going to talk to a guy.
Yeah.
Okay, and I said when that guy gets there, please.
Which I wasn't able to do on a Friday night because we have the sick house there. We have a sick house.
Please take the
measurements. Very minor sick house, but it's a sick house, you know. But, you know, at the same time, it's like there's no joy. In this project at all. Yeah. I would think that there would be a desire.
Third time you've moved your studio in.
Yeah, and
in
the last,
last
time,
year.
Who came down and helped me? Oh,
nobody.
That's right. Nobody.
We're in the middle of COVID.
Right.
So what are we supposed to do with that?
What?
We're in the middle of COVID.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, as I said, the third time I moved my studio, always a desire.
No,
to,
but this is a this
you know,
is more
improve.
Of a this. I mean, the
We're
previous
set
that was a relocation. This is a rebuild. what you're doing right here.
To an extent, it's not that elaborate.
Really. Well, no, how did you take it? Be honest. Well, what is,
in what way?
I want to build him a set.
Right.
And he says, I want you to build a set.
Yes.
But he doesn't want to be inconvenienced by it.
No. What did you say? I don't want you to what?
You don't want to be inconvenienced by the process of building a set.
No, I didn't get that.
That's not true.
There are steps that need to be taken. You won't even take the measurements.
Okay, that's fine. What's that?
You won't even take the measurements for the set.
I took a video to show you the space, and I'm more than willing. I've taken measurements already. For carpeting in there.
And he said he's going to get you the measurements today.
Hold on a second. Don't interrupt me now when I'm countering, when I've got the counterpoint, Rob. I've taken the measurements for the carpeting in there.
Great.
Not carpeting, but area rugs in there.
Thick, lush shag carpeting.
Are you going with a tapestry motif or just one area rug for the room?
Both of you can bite my Irish bag.
No. It was simply a joke.
But I'm saying I've done that. It is a process, and to be perfectly honest with you, I was more than willing to tackle the process myself, but then I realized that due to the build-outs, and you have built a number of these, that I needed to ask you to help me out from up there, which usually means ordering things to come down here and be delivered, which is what I still want to be done.
Yes.
For two reasons.
I need
1 year better at it, two, you do it. And then it's not coming out of my checking account.
Oh, no, I wouldn't order it without, billing the business, of course.
Of course.
I didn't know that. But also, that is secondary based on my weekend activity, which the idea of air conditioning a garage space is, and I think for anybody that's done this around the country, you probably know what I'm talking about. I think it's called a split system air conditioner.
It's exactly what it's called.
You need it to protect your Corvette, right? And your documents.
Right, exactly. And by the way, it's a private residence. Yeah. There are no visitor logs. I haven't had visitor logs at my home since I lived in Manassas.
But to be fair, you don't take a lot of visitors.
Well,
that is true.
For a while, it was jerky. 3 a.m.
Remarkably consistent.
So here it is. I think that I finally realized that this is a little daunting, and I also realized that to do this correctly, I should hand over more responsibility to people that have done it before.
Yes.
Although the air conditioning and, for example, moving cables for connectivity, that's on me. Those two things are me. However, the first process, which I already did, was bring the contractor in here from Ripoff Air.
How is that company doing? We haven't checked in with them in a while.
The thing is, it's always somebody different with these mega companies.
Yeah.
It's always somebody. If I know I had a guy that helped me with my system here for the whole house, and he was great. We actually wrote his name down to remember, then it was somebody else they sent out. Even though I put on their little form, can we have blah, blah. So this guy comes out, and you know immediately.
You're not dealing with Kumia anymore? Kumia Aaron?
No. Anthony Air was not, did not work for me. I really, really, really was thinking in terms of getting this done sooner than later until this guy arrived.
Okay.
And so the way I do it is I tell him what's needed, where I want it, how I want it. And the amount of space that would have to be utilized for this is non-existent. It is a hole through a wall, and all of the electronics and everything is on that side. So it's absolutely
seriously
no big
just
deal.
A vent inside.
No, it's a ductless. You know, you don't even know.
I'm trying to picture.
It's what we had in Manassas.
Because in Manassas, you had a small. Like air dispersal unit. That's fantastic.
Sometimes I feel like you're not even. You're so removed from it. You're so fortunate to be removed from this.
Can I give you the context I have?
Settle.
Yes.
Settle. It's okay.
A split unit is used for two things. In addition to a larger unit.
Right.
Or traditionally used in places where you don't have existing ducting. You just don't have it.
It makes perfect sense.
The one thing that I was told is you don't attach it to the existing system.
You don't.
It's its own unit.
It's an added value for space that hasn't been, doesn't have air conditioning or doesn't have proper.
It's not designed for it. That's the reason. So what you do is you put the little mini, which is a split system in there. And when I say little, usually cost effective.
Yeah.
And so
five by two.
I'm not sure how long. Okay. They're pretty standard.
It's for the cubic.
Almost
it's
identical the cubic. To the one you saw
in your room.
Our space. Yeah. Okay. And it's ductless because it utilizes a
hose.
A hose as opposed to extensive ductwork.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. And so when he came to me with the quote, and I'm not going to throw numbers out here.
Can I guess?
Text it to me and okay. I'll tell you.
Because I had a quote done. Accurate.
Include it to me because I have a guess as well.
4 years ago before the pandemic.
Four years is a massive amount.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Life changing.
Supply chains.
But at the same time, not necessarily for the product itself.
Did the product have a brand? Is it a brand we've heard of? The actual unit?
Yes.
Okay.
The one I wanted. Because there's a company, Mitsubishi, that makes most of them.
Oh, all right.
And of course, that's the top of the line. And I got immediately the spin.
Yeah.
You know, these guys get paid by the
hour. I just sent you a number for the unit and then installation.
These guys get paid.
That was almost exactly my guess.
What?
Yeah, that's what they quoted me. But mind you, I have a historic home. So they were going to drill
through. Holy no. No.
This is pre-pandemic.
No, a third of that was what they quoted me.
Oh, okay.
DC prices, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. And also maybe they had to do with building codes. Very possibly for you. Yeah.
A third of that.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
And that's double what I wanted to pay.
But that's still too much, but it's better than what we thought. So
yeah, because the cost and what's
required
the unit? Of it.
The same price?
It says the same price, I think you're
a little high,
but the installation is probably,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
They were probably running a lot of...
Yeah, they don't have drywall. They have brick.
Yeah, well, this is stone because it's going through the...
And also, so Oscar's guys had to come in period costume.
Yeah.
They had to be dressed
it's hard
like,
to work in that colonial...
like Hamilton.
Garb.
So we will see. We will see. But boy, oh boy, oh boy. You know, that's one of the ones that I just was... It was the beginning of the process, and I'm like, oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
Because when you think about if you multiply the cost of that, and I hate dicking around with these numbers.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you ever? So there's a.
By the way, it's not long ago. They quoted me to put that one unit in.
Mm-hmm.
$4,800.
The whole project
for a unit that costs $1,700. Yeah, and I'm sorry, I just don't believe it's that much. I don't think it should be.
Mm-hmm. They're already making a margin on the... They probably told
it's
you...
It's insane.
They don't make any money on the actual unit. It's a labor.
Which is a lie.
I'm not paying that.
We take a small loss on the unit, so we need to pay for
it. I'm not going to pay that because I paid $3,000 more, and I got a whole house done with ductwork not 5 years ago. Not going to do it.
Yeah,
not going to do it. It's insane. And that, but the way we do it is I tell them what I want. Then I said, I'm going to send my accountant out. Then Carla goes in and Carla's great at saying no.
Okay.
I'm not. And so she goes
She's
out and comes back. And then she comes back with the estimate. And I'm like, and she said, well, you know, I told him to go away. Told him to go away.
Yeah, go away, that's please. It.
But I mean, when you're trying to do this and folks, until you, you know, until 95% more of you purchase our bonus content, this is the way we're going to talk when we're coming off a project.
Don't blame them. This is our,
I'm not blaming them. I'm saying why I'm crying numbers.
You have to be thoughtful with all expenses. This has nothing to do with being cheap or being worried about expense. Everything's expensive right now. It just is.
It sucks.
It's not fun for anybody.
It does.
You think about people that have to get windows during this time. Like, That's crazy.
Sometimes I'm thinking about just leaving the door open.
Well, let me ask you this:
and putting a fan in the doorway.
I had a listener write in.
A fan that blows outside.
I had a listener write in that said, "Does Mike understand,
dear Casey,
the cost of living? His cost of living for sheer climate control is going to skyrocket." He's saying.
Tell him, you know what? Then I won't do it, mister. And you know what? And you can go on being a dick and you can go on being sad and you can, and you know, yeah. Well, if he does it, it's going to skyrocket. I wouldn't move.
I had a rebuttal for him.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Sure I said,
you get that. We get that all the time.
Yeah.
Debbie Downers, everywhere.
I wrote, please explain.
That's good. That's good.
Because my electric costs are going to go on?
He said that, He lived in Florida, the gentleman, and I can't back any of this up because I had a great rebuttal. He said he lived in Florida, and if I'm paraphrasing correctly, you turning off your AC unit that's in your garage for the home and letting the overall temperature of the house deregulate from where it is, get higher inside the house while you're doing the show, and then having to cool the house again over time is going to be an unpleasant surprise for you.
Because you have to turn down the air conditioner in the house.
For the home.
Yeah. Okay.
That's not.
Yes.
Okay. Wait. Let him finish.
Guys, it's 90 minutes.
I was going to say, and you've got an insulated house. You've got not people coming or going. It's not going to make a difference.
I said, it's 90 minutes, helper. Actually, I wrote it's 76 minutes, helper.
Yeah.
And right. he said, it's Florida. And I said,
you know what?
And I wrote back.
There are people that are professional. Good. I'm glad you did.
And I wrote back. Kindly cough.
Thank you for being polite.
As far as energy costs are concerned, two things are going to happen. A, I'm not going to run that thing all day.
Right.
B, I'm going to turn the other one off if I have to. And when Oscar and Rob come down here.
I think you should run both.
No. When Oscar and Rob come down here, I haven't closed the door on a way of isolating the sound of that unit to a degree.
Yeah.
And even if you turn it off for 70 minutes, you know, I change my heat at night and in the morning. I mean,
it's irrelevant when it was 47 degrees this morning.
Yeah.
So it's like a different world that we're
living in. That lives in Florida, they just feel like they have a different take on the world and air conditioning. I don't know.
It's a tiny house.
I've never lived there.
It's a tiny house.
Have you thought of converting the garage into part of the home?
No. Because the people aren't going to want that if I ever have to sell the house.
Yeah, and also that would require ductwork still.
And it has to have a level of portability.
I always liked model homes.
And there are homeowners associations.
With fake garages that when you'd walk in the model home, it'd be like the sales area, but part of the house.
Yeah, I always thought that was cool myself.
I always thought
that was kind of neat the way they do that.
Yeah.
And I think that, so when I got that estimate, I was just like, I went immediately, came in here, and then I just decided I'll look at the raw materials. Mm-hmm. And so the raw materials were much cheaper than what they. And I believe, look, I'm all about labor and what labor, but it's not that level. It's a hole.
Yeah.
It's literally a hole, in connecting some, some non-ductwork, some hosing and some electric.
It's been years, but it seems to me the one they installed at your house in Manassas, they did in an afternoon.
Yeah, but that was much more extensive. Too,
yeah.
Because that was a historical house.
Yeah,
as well.
But I'm saying that even with a difficult install, they did it in 4 hours.
Yeah. So we'll see where we go.
Did you ask them about their President's Day sale?
No, I didn't.
What are you doing?
No, but there are.
That's what my mom always does.
By the way, and you know what I based that exorbitant cost on? Same exact unit with an ad and one of the little flyers we get here for $2,500 to $2,700. Yeah.
You know what Carrie
does?
That's
what I want to pay.
She always says, and there is, of course, a discount for teachers, right?
Right.
And so you can say that. Well, you always say it. And they never check a card or anything. But you can sometimes get a teacher discount and a president's.
My mom bats her eyes and pays more money.
So, bats her eyes a sexual thing?
Truly, we are living in a land down here post-hurricane and the devastation of the hurricane where as much suffering as has gone on and as much suffering as I have seen down here and as much destruction as I have seen down here, talking to my friend who said 6 to 7 months and he was flooded before his house gets back on track. With that, in conjunction with that suffering, has come tremendous financial opportunity for many services. And so there are people flocking down here to do this. With supply chain issues, I think that has raised prices to a degree as well. But what I will never accept or tolerate is if you're going to gouge me. And when I get an estimate like that, I still wonder if you got people that these guys come in and quote that price. And when you're talking about contributing to an entire remodel of a home, nobody's even going to blink at it. Nobody's going to notice it.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about somebody who is you know, got an established house, you just have to be a little bit slow. And I'll let you know how that turns
out. When they gouge you on labor, do you get a read on it right away?
I don't know if they gouged me on labor. I think they might have gouged me on markup. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But I do know is that unit that I'm talking about putting in, I don't believe that that unit is $2,000 worth of labor. I just don't.
Yeah. What about buying the unit?
Yeah.
And I'm serious. It's not a joke.
By the way, I know what you're going to say, and I think we are on the same page with
that. So you buy the unit.
Right.
And then you...
Then bid out the job.
You bid out the job.
Yeah, I've done it.
That might happen as well. That might happen.
Right? Because
the units
point,
are... Roll over to Lowe's, buy it.
Make sure they're bonded, though.
Yeah.
Insured and bonded.
Well, you know what? Insured and bonded. Hey, let me familiarize you with a gas pool heater that we had installed.
That was another time you asked me and Oscar to come down. What do you know about gas pool heaters?
No, that was one where it was a similar.
Give me a match.
Similar situation. Uh-huh. As a matter of fact, I think Carlos probably got that guy's name still.
What
happened? I'd hire him back in a split second. You know,
Was the guy that came up with the unique, and he gave you the thoughtful solution. I remember.
He gave me the thoughtful solution to run at a certain...
Yeah.
Well, it's standard and licensed and insured and all that good stuff. Just, it was, you know, he was hinky.
Yeah.
Looked like I was watching a Netflix movie when he got out of his truck.
I love it. He should call his, whatever his firm is the Thoughtful Solution.
What a great name for anything.
I love
like
that, right?
The Thoughtful Solution.
Yes.
Can I clear up that you're willing to pay for the trade? You're just not willing to get gouged. Like you're not cheap.
Oh, 100%. I mean, but things have dramatically changed, especially down here with a hurricane and with COVID. Everybody uses that. Everybody in the world is using that. Supply chains. What happened to the auto industry?
Yeah.
Gentlemen, the auto industry has now been changed forever, and you will get COVID, 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 COVID. You will look at the inventory of a car dealership and... They don't have those cars.
No, there's a great.
But they put pictures up.
There's a great ad campaign right now for one of the mega car dealerships in the DC area. They don't talk prices. They don't talk about what they've got. They don't talk about anything. They just say, "Come visit us. We've got more cars than ever.
We have cars.
We have more cars than ever." That's not a selling point.
Not the car you want.
Right. We just got cars.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a crazy world we live in right now.
I remember when I was mad when somebody came and put in a light switch here.
Yes.
And it was $900.
Yeah. You just have to pay attention. Because when you've got when you've got all this work going on, you just have to pay attention
to
it.
Yeah, you do.
You know, caveat emptor, buyer beware. Absolutely be aware of what's going on. And then make sure, and this is really important, make sure you pay attention to your local TV news, because
as a source of information, Mike.
Well, Rob, there are a lot of scary things out there.
Yes,
there are a lot of scary things happening, and you have to be aware of everything nowadays, or you're going to die.
Are you saying, David, that the local news has your source of what's scary out there?
Do you have any music that I could use for the local TV news tease of the week?
I believe so. Give me one.
Or the day.
I believe so.
In case I get one today.
Yes.
This was when I'm sitting there and going, really? Really, really, really? And I get it. I get what they do. The ratings go up when they can scare you, when they can tell you something's going to kill you. But this... is the local TV news tease of the day from down where I live in Southwest Florida. All right. So they're going to break.
Yes.
Makes me laugh so much. I'm goofy sick after 3 days, but I have to laugh at it. So they're going to break and they show a picture of a kid in his backyard. And the kid says something like, I wasn't sure what to do. Or is it some dumb kid that's out in his backyard, right? And they said, and then they show a picture of a rattlesnake. And here's what the anchor says.
Yes.
A rattlesnake a bit too close for comfort. What you should do if you hear that rattle. I swear to God. Shut up.
Clever.
Clever
what
writing.
You should do.
Yeah.
Hmm. You know, so what are you going to get a guy that comes on and says, when I hear that rattle, I want to reach down with my exposed hand and wave in his face.
Don't you?
When I hear the rattle, I get a knife and fork.
I thought you get big like a bear.
Get big like a bear.
That's exactly right. Scare it.
Get big like a bear. Grit your teeth and put your hands over your head.
This is the local TV news tease of the day. A rattlesnake gets a bit too close for comfort. What you should do if you hear that rattle.
Duh!
I was in the backyard. I heard the rattle. I got all up in arms. I realized it was my baby. He was shaking his rattle.
No. What is the thing you do when there's a fire?
Right? Stop, drop, and roll. Yeah.
Oh, I know what you should do. Stop, drop, and roll right over that snake. No.
Shoot him, Elizabeth. Shoot him.
Don't you run away in a zigzag pattern?
That's what you do.
It's like
you walk single
just
file.
So lowest common denominator when they show you, oh, this will get people tuned in. It's like, honey, I'm sorry, we can't go to the grocery store yet. We have to wait through the commercials so we can see what to do if we hear a rattle. If you hear a rattle.
This, here's the local TV news tease of the day.
See that rattlesnake in your backyard? If you're raking leaves and you hear that rattle, what you need to know.
And Mike, look, not see a snake, hear a rattle.
Now, when you think about human evolution and you think about we as a species developing from the primordial ooze, that there were fish and then there were snakes and then there were legs coming out of the snakes and lizards and then all the way up to, Cro-Magnon man and onward and upward.
Right.
The rattle on a rattlesnake has been, like, for thousands, millions perhaps,
yes,
years, designed to warn potential predators,
yes,
of it, that it's there. You know, so yeah. I think it's pretty self-explanatory what you should do if you have a rattlesnake.
However, Mike, it never hurts to be sure.
The local TV news tease of the day. So, got a rattlesnake 6 feet long in your backyard and you hear its rattle? You don't want to run over and pick it up by the head.
Well, almighty. You know, people, you never can tell. The last time we were out and about and we spotted a skunk, Carrie ran up to it to take a picture. I said, don't run up to a skunk. You are so much smarter than this.
Well,
don't do that.
All I know is that, I didn't stick around to find out what their solution was.
Drop and roll.
Stop, drop, and
stomp.
Roll.
Stomp.
Take a picture and send it to us at News 9.
Stomp. S-T-O-M-P.
Oh, stomp.
Stomp. Oh, it's not stop.
No, I want to stomp, drop, and roll.
Yeah, that's
you stomp
different.
On it.
Stomp on it.
Oh, you want it. It's stomp. Stomp that far.
I got the, I seen it. I heard it. Then I seen it. Then I got the raid.
I look at snake videos on YouTube all the time.
You move really away slowly.
Is that code, Mike?
In the opposite direction.
You could write for news.
Yes.
I could write that story, you know? So, if you happen to hear that rattle, stay away from the area and get on the phone and call animal control. This has been your TV news tease of the day. If you are changing the transmission fluid in your automobile, do not drink it. This is a kindly tip from Action News.
Let's go to Pat Collins live from the backyard.
So this guy died because he drank his own transmission fluid, thinking it was maple syrup, which he used to also enjoy drinking. It's crazy stuff.
Tasted sweet.
Perfect music. Well done, Rob Spiewak. I have to say that I have encountered a rattlesnake back in the Dark Ages when I lived in the wilds of Haymarket, Virginia.
I remember this, yes.
There was a mountain in back of us called, a little mountain, not a big mountain, called Bull Run Mountain. And the other nickname for it that the locals have was Rattlesnake Ridge. And we had a couple of those critters come down into our neighborhood and, I ran it over. That's what I did. This is the local TV news tease of the day. If you've got a rattlesnake on the side of the road, right outside of your driveway, run it over. And guess what? It'll still be alive. Sorry about that. Sorry for all you PETA people.
No, it's fine. And Mike, you should tell the people that it was exceptionally dangerous because not only was it a rattlesnake, but it had been drinking.
Yes. Speaking of that, I do watch snake videos on YouTube. Mm. And there was one that said, look how this guy gets along with his cobra, his king cobra, his massive king cobra. And I swear to God, he had it drugged. Because even when when they put their tongues out, their little forks, and they go,
Mike,
this thing was going.
This is my king cobra. His name is Stroke.
Can you do? You just because it just struck me. I almost texted you and Carl on Friday night because they on Dateline with Keith Morrison. They had the Idaho, the murders of the four students. Right.
Yeah.
The whole, I don't know if you watched it with Carl. I don't know if she's a devout.
I did not watch that. I'm sure Carl is. I'm guarantee you, Carl has got it recorded. So.
I run upstairs because I was like, Shannon, we can talk about these murders that I've been following on TikTok. And you know, it's worldwide news. And Keith Morrison, I forgot his patter. I forgot how much
He's also, 90 now? It's amazing,
I don't think it's slow, but the way that show is constructed to give you more commercials at the end of the show, and if you watch it in real time.
Yes. Do you remember a Mike O'Mara show fun fact?
I don't remember.
Who is Keith Morrison's stepson?
Oh, that's right. It's
No. Don't not you. You'll get it. I know you play. I'm asking your brother.
And he should know.
Oh, I don't know. He's somebody
was
famous.
Was discussed recently on this show.
Damn it.
I'll give you
Keith
one word.
Keith Morrison is only 75.
Okay. Wow. All right. Well, I mean, he's up there. He's
I don't
been
find
doing it for
him
a long
old
time.
With his cadence.
But he's from Saskatchewan, so, you know.
You can fake it for...
What's the guess?
Drugs. That is the hint.
That's a good hint.
Van Morrison?
No, he is Matthew Perry. He is Matthew Perry Van Morrison.
Van Morrison.
Van Morrison's like 80.
Not a man in a pine and a moon dance.
Exactly.
What's that slow Van Morrison song with all the saxes? Oh, God, do I love that music.
Van Morrison is great.
If you want to sit on my patio and have a cocktail with me and put a little something on in the background, I like mellow Van Morrison. I love
not the hard rock Van Morrison.
Well, I mean, like some of the stuff is, but anyway, Keith Morrison is Matthew Perry's. Stepfather,
right.
Matthew Perry, whose book I finished recently and was really happy with it until I saw him interviewed after that, and it appeared he is.
Is this it?
No, but it's still good.
Oh, yeah, it's all Van Morrison.
But yeah, that's good too.
Yeah.
But that you went right to the middle of it for some reason.
No, it starts cold.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Okay. And Matthew Perry still appears to be either so addled, and if you read the book, you'll know the amount of drugs he's done and drinking he's done. So that's very possible. Or he's still on it. I don't like to do that, really, because you just don't know what somebody's doing in their world.
Right.
You know?
Well, in recovery, with that type of drug abuse, I think it affects you for the rest of your life.
It does.
Yeah. Is this the harmony saxophones here?
This is Into the Mystic?
No, you know.
Beautiful song.
I hate the applause.
Okay, well, it's a live record. I can't have it.
Thank you.
What's the first CD I bought?
It's Van Morrison?
Yeah.
Wow.
Brown Eyed Girl, your favorite song?
No, Into the Mystic.
Is it really?
Yeah, it really is.
Wow.
I will tell you this, that I really, really, really don't like to speculate. I really don't. But it's what we do in the media, and it's why when I see Matthew Perry doing an interview and he's slurring his words significantly, I say, is that because... the damage has already been done, or is that because there's something else at play?
And you read the book. Was he addled when he did the Odd Couple sitcom for two seasons?
He was addled more than he was not during his entire career.
Because during
career that we would know about, he was addled. There were
he was noticeably affected, and I liked that Odd Couple reboot, but he was not able to like sell a punchline. He was just messed up.
He deals with a descriptive situation with talking about the many things he was on. He talks about if he was on, he talks about if he was fat, he was doing this drug, he was doing alcohol. If he was thin, he was doing drugs.
Mm.
And something like if he had a goatee, he was doing a lot of drugs. So the same thing with, when I did a deep dive over the weekend about Lisa Marie Presley and you look at her, you know, you really take a good look at the Golden Globes, and, you know, something was at play there, but we don't know anything about that yet, you know. And right now, I am on medication. NyQuil.
We can tell because of the goatee.
Oh, and is it Monjaro?
Monjaro. Last week, Monjaro.
How do you feel?
I feel, I got sick right afterwards, so I can't really tell you with any degree of, no, absolutely not.
You dodged a bullet.
That's good.
No nausea.
40% of...
weird weight loss patterns.
What do you mean?
Kind of like flat.
Yeah.
Bam.
Whoa. Bam.
Right back up to where I was, but up higher with 1,800 plus calories a day.
You weren't like eating weird or not at all because you weren't feeling well?
No. I experience days where I don't think about food nearly as much, but it's just
that's a step in the right direction.
I think because of getting the cold that the whole family had.
Yeah, yeah. So you can't really gauge it.
It's tough to really gauge what's going on. So,
but
that's
do you
where
have
we
that
are
feeling of, that. Oh, I'm not hungry?
Maybe occasionally. I don't have it. It's not like nausea where I don't want to look at food or I don't want to have anything to do with it. I'm not changing. It's tough when you eat under 2,000 calories a day
for
my size, but I was eating 2,000 calories a day for a very long time, more often than not. But I will tell you the big difference. So Carla and I used to have a cheat night, right?
Yeah.
Well, we kind of powered right through that. We didn't have that on the three-day weekend. There was no, we just stayed right on what we were doing, which
that's
is
great.
That is usually a result of eating 2,000 calories during the day all week long. And then Saturday, you're like,
ravenous.
And that's all we would think about. We just went, I said it. I suggested it. Well, that tells you
and
something.
Also,
so I think subconsciously
it's
stuff's
working.
Going on.
You start, if we'll you see, start looking we'll forward to it on like Wednesday or Thursday, you're going to tear it up on Saturday.
And that's what we ended up doing. Yeah. And that's what kept me flat after about a 15, 16 pound weight loss. And then I got down to as much as like 24 pounds. And then, you know, you just fudge it all the time. And then the weekends turn.
Fudge
one
is
meal
the problem.
Turns into a
the
Saturday.
Holidays.
And then a Saturday turns into an entire weekend.
Yeah.
And that's it. Listen, we have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk to all the parents out there that have kids that are, or the grown-ups that use this game system, setting up a PS5 that he bought with his own money that he has saved up for his entire life. And I meant that. His allowance forever. And I had to set it up. Kill me now. We'll be right back.
Bring out today.
Miles the Fish no longer chugging along.
I'm not dead.
He's moving slowly and he looks bloated.
I'm getting better.
I reach down with the net and he swims away.
And he's dead, Tom.
Well, hello. It's me, Miles the Cotton Picking Beta Fish, and I'm very, very sick. Luckily for me, there's no sharper dude on the face of God's green earth, Mike O'Mara. I wasn't feeling too perky, and Mike fish first aid kit. He went to the TFOS Shopping Center, Target, and Cotton Picking Walmart, got all your pet needs. You can get fish food and gravel and baby libas and German potato salad. You know, y'all come down to the bowl and have a meal, man. You know, my fins grow.
Good Lord.
Come on down to the bowl.
Twitch, there is not a lot of audience that even remembers that bit.
Yeah, but those who do,
yeah,
love it.
Cater to them. There's no better way to kick off 2023 than by making sure you're feeling like your best self. Liquid IV is the category-winning hydration brand fueling your well-being, and their hydration multiplier just may be the one product you're missing in your daily routine. Just one stick, you get 5 essential vitamins and 2 times faster hydration than water alone. Use it first thing in the morning before a workout, when you feel run down after a long night out, and on long flights. Liquid IV is made with premium ingredients and is non-GMO, free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Plus, Liquid IV is doing something really, really special that I think is very cool. They're on a mission to change the world by donating over 25 million servings in over 50 countries around the world. Plus, it's convenient and it is so, so yummy. It's the best way to start your day. Be like me, drink Liquid IV. Hey, that rhymes. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. A few years back, my son, who is a avid gamer, loves doing that, like so many his age do. I got him 2 years ago, 3 years ago, got him a PC, and he's been playing online with his buddies forever. It's what they do. It's the playing in the yard now.
Yes.
He plays sports, and then when he's home and he wants to play time, that's what he does most of the time. And I don't know if, you know, down the road, he gets great grades, and he's a well-behaved kid. He bitches when we have to tear him off that thing a lot. I think all this is kind of normal, so I think maybe he's doing it a little too much, but I'm not at the point where
Robert
I consider
was a
it
big gamer.
Destructive.
Robert was a big gamer. He turned out fine.
Have you?
Oh God, Rob, don't.
No, please, your son's making the turn.
He is.
It's crazy. It really is.
Before you jump into the PS5, have you? I've never seen this, and maybe you've seen this, Rob.
Yeah.
When I was in Los Angeles, I think my sister has Comcast. And at 11 p.m., I'm playing PS5 with my nephew.
Right.
And the entire thing just shuts off. It gets booted off the internet.
Oh, because it's automatic parental control.
His phone shut off. Everything shut off.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, time to go to bed. And I'm like, it's Christmas Eve.
It's interesting you say that because...
That's pretty cool. I did not know that.
Blew my mind.
This is going to be a true story of... and we'll get the news in the next segment.
Okay.
A true story of my parenting... really giving up, okay. Me being a bad parent. So the PS5,
yes.
He's waiting. He took his allowance money, his birthday and Christmas money since he's been a tiny bit. By the way, he put it in one of those 5-gallon water jugs.
Yeah.
And I guess somewhere along the line, he started putting bills in there as
well.
He's
a saver.
So that was quite a process.
That's crazy. I've never known a kid to be that.
But we pour all the change out. We've given him all the spirit change. And he's got, finally, the $10,000 required to buy one of these.
Did you have to roll the coins or did you go to Coinstar? How did you do the coins?
Daddy just got the stuff out of there and then Mama took over the rest.
Okay,
so
good.
That's it.
That's
so
best.
He orders it online and I'm, and then it's like, when's it coming? When's it coming? When's it coming?
Yeah.
So, he's coming back from school, and I decided I'm going to throw the thing. Comes in about 3:15. I know that he's going to be home in 15 minutes. I roll into his bedroom with the PS5. I hook the thing up to the TV in there, and I do it. I don't think I'm exaggerating. When it takes me maybe less than 5-7 minutes, something
that's
like
awesome.
That. It's like ding, 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 like. Then it's on to the online registration.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy,
which. I am not exaggerating when I will tell you, I will not enumerate the number of steps that were required, but I believe I was into the teens, well into the teens of different authorizations, different passwords, different parental controls, different supervisory tasks that you're going to do. And it went on and on and on to the point where I think that the Sony Corporation, which I don't believe is, I'm sure they have an American home base, because if they don't, it is the, there's someone over in Japan laughing at us that we, the horrible American, is struggling with this. I've never seen anything, and I don't know if this is exclusive to Sony, because I think you probably get this with Xboxes and everything else. I just don't remember it being like this with an Xbox.
But PlayStation infinitely more complicated.
It's insane.
Your defense.
Yes. It's insane. And a lot of it, I have to say, is predicated on parental control.
Okay.
Which at the end of the process, I said, F*** it. He gets to what he can watch the Linda Lovelace game as far as I'm concerned.
That's because a great game.
I could not believe it. I said, this is gumming me up. All I know is there is his password, his username, my wife. By the way, I had I guess at some point in my life, a Sony account somewhere that I, for the life
email.
Of me, I might be putting Belita 102 in, that there is a password that I have no idea what it is and I cannot retrieve it. And I'm not going to. And by the way, they say, retrieve your password, put this email in. That email is not valid, but I do have an account. And I'm like going back and forth.
So frustrating.
I hate you. Yes. I hate you, Sony. So I finally say, Carla, can we use your email?
Mm-hmm.
The, you know, the virgin harvest of Carla O'Mara. Where, yes, I have a 10,000 credit rating, and my email's never been used for anything. It's just perfect.
She doesn't get spammed.
And she just doesn't. She's, you know, meanwhile,
never had to put her email in for anything.
No, me. You know, no. I put my, you know, that's I might be I curious about Sharon. I might be curious about a vegetable peeler that I see over the weekend. Let me give you all my personal information.
Yeah.
That's me. That's the way
we can't make the PS5 work, but here are some great Russian watches.
Yeah, that's when they got it all.
Yeah.
That's when they got it all.
On
I'm
database.
Still doing that.
Yeah.
I'm still doing that. You, have you reached out to that guy yet?
I have. I heard back from his business, so I will reply today. They
sound
were closed
positive
yesterday.
Or not?
It was a very generic reply. I will finesse this, make it happen, though.
Okay, thank you. It's a watch guy. I like why. I'm on a watch kick, even though I'm not buying expensive watches. I'm watching.
Sure.
It's part of your. You're superstitious about watches.
I am, yeah. But it's just I've always been fascinated.
Yeah, but it could be a Fossil or Seiko.
There's a guy online. I don't want to mention his name. You'll know it probably if you're into this. That has a watch podcast.
Jacob the Jeweler.
Fantastic. He's really really good. Guy. But I don't. Do you, I'm not going to give him. I'm not going to give him a plug until he decides to come.
Right. Right. Do you? I'll tell you how long it took to set up Lucas PS5. Past Christmas, not this Christmas.
You set up a PS5 for him last Christmas?
Two Christmases ago, yeah.
Okay.
Last Christmas.
Not two Christmas, because they wouldn't have the PS5 two Christmases ago. Had to be last Christmas. Or not a year ago.
2022.
2022, okay.
So that, what was it? No, it was 2021. 2021. They had PS5, 2021.
Has the PS5 been out that long?
Yeah, it's been out for 3 years.
It must have just come out.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why Michael was squeaking about it.
Yeah, and Mike, it is Los Angeles.
So, I remember one of our friends, Pat, you know him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he helped me acquire one through Amazon. He works for Amazon.
I remember this.
Because you couldn't get him anywhere. So I set it up for him, four hours to download all the packs,
it's
put all
nuts.
The parental guidance, and by the
insane.
Way, this is how... I don't know if my brother-in-law is an overbearing father. I'm not going to tell him how to raise his kid. I don't know anything about kids.
And it is, you know, it's a
he's 17
it's your
years
brother-in-law.
Old. Yeah, he's 17 right. years old. I said, hey, can I, and this is how much of a rube I am. I can't, I don't know how to play Gran Turismo at the level he does. Because it's a race car game.
Yes.
Yeah, I know the game.
I play Hot Wheels for kids.
Because it's easier. Because
it's just easier. I don't have to think about the settings. Right. I just get on there and play,
well,
right?
Well, after all these years, I'm playing now with my son. Yeah. I'm playing Madden 2023.
Yeah.
Or 2022, whatever the hell it is.
But it's different, right? It's evolved.
I mean, the graphics are...
It's like watching it on TV.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah. But so Stunning. Many buttons.
Yeah.
And I walk by his room and I'm like, are you playing that one that I got you in Madden 20?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it looks like a TV show.
Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. But the hoops...
The
and
hoops.
Then now he can't communicate with his friend. So he can't send his email. He can't send his friend request to his best buddy.
Yeah.
And that, by the way, that's when it gets personal for me because I don't want him going out to, answer me these questions three. I'll play with you. I want to restrict that. And by the way, I want to revisit that. Shut everything down at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
In my case, 9 o'clock.
This is a little boop, boop, boop. Your internet's going to shut off in 10 minutes.
Boop, boop, mm-hmm.
this,
boop,
and, boop. And I look at it. I was like, can you turn this off? We have
Fantastic.
Guests.
Fantastic. Right.
And he goes, no, this is the rules.
It's the rules.
It's great. That's solid.
I mean, really, 17. Once you get through it, but I at one point I went, let me go back into settings. Pa-pa-pa-pa. All parental. Disable all parental controls. Right now, watch the F game. You know, I don't
but
care.
Apparently,
the Linda Lovelace game, Mike, be fair.
Apparently,
name it correctly.
This is not just within the PlayStation. I don't want to get too granular for people, but... You can do this through your internet service provider, your Comcast account.
What do you mean?
It shuts down all the devices that you choose to shut down at a certain time all at once. When I tell you that his phone got cut off from the internet, his tablet, his computer, and his PlayStation, all at 11 o'clock, it was like that.
See, this is because you are in a home with doctors. Doctors who are trained... And not now. I'm not talking about trained in medicine. I'm talking about trained in work ethic, trained in detail, where you cannot, in the medical profession, you cannot not sweat a detail.
It's fair.
DJs, by the way, constantly forget details. We don't care about details. We want what we want right then and now. So the detail that has gone in, oh, I'm sure it did, either your sister or your brother-in-law painstakingly filling out the right form to go, where technology is their friend.
Yes.
And what I have, which, you know, as I said, a Russian watch company comes on Facebook. I'm like, okay. What? Oh, you want my socials? The last four of my social?
We'll also need the first five of your social.
Well, thank you very much.
We can help you do that on from our end. We're happy to help, Matt and I.
Yeah. It's, I know. But that's like everything else, right? That's why, and by the way, when you guys come down here, I'll leave the house. I'll go to the East Coast. I'll go see Condo Bob over the weekend. That's what I'll do. But it's hooked up. He's playing. And I'm
Can he reach
Madden
out to his friends?
No. He had to go over to his other gaming system. The child of privilege. Gets everything he wants.
He bought it himself.
He bought the game system. Yeah, he wants,
see, that's
and then
great.
Dad bought the games. $1,000 game. We'll be right back, everybody. Money. Theme of the show today.
One more downtime.
That's the house.
And the whole fraternity system is guilty.
Isn't that an indictment of our educational systems in general?
We're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Now, the Greek letters point. Do you know what the symbol is for the fraternity?
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Yeah, I know the name of the fraternity, but I don't know what the letters are that correspond to.
In fact, drunk and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I didn't know. I can't tell you whether I think I knew or not.
Take it from Fawn Leibowitz and pledge the funniest fraternity on campus. It's O'Mara House.
Final Otis Caesar!
Get a TMOS bonus show subscription by clicking the link at MikeOmaraShow.com. Sign up today with Liberty and Fraternity for All.
Amen. You know, it's no secret that I've been on a weight loss journey and trying to make a change in my life. And one of the tools that I use that I absolutely love, and I'm so delighted that we have them as a sponsor, is Noom Weight. They're ready to help, and they've got so many beautiful psychological tools for you to use, because they use psychology at Noom Weight to help you understand your eating habits. And they also teach you how to make healthier choices every day. For example, do you eat because you're bored or stressed out? I know I do when I'm stressed out. That's when I go for the food. Noom Weight can help you break the cycle and change your habits for good. So when I combine my Noom Weight, where I log my weight every single day, with other tools that I'm using right now, it helps. And even with getting certain things medication-wise that I'm on right now, Noom Weight's approach is based on scientific principles that work on the brain. They help you better understand your relationship with food. To date, Noom Weight has helped more than 4.6 million people lose weight, and active first-time Noomers lose an average of 15 pounds in 16 weeks. 95% of customers say Noom Weight is a good long-term solution, and I love it because it works. And so we've all used it. Carl has used it, also Oscar as well. And they focus on what's important to you with their psychology-based approach at Noom Weight. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/TMOS. That's Noom.com/TMOS to sign up for your trial today. And check out Noom's first ever book. It's called The Noom Mindset, a deep dive into the psychology of behavior change. That's available now wherever books are sold.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
This is The Homepage, and we start today with Kanye West.
Yay!
In the news again. His former lawyers have reportedly turned to newspaper ads to cut ties with him, as the rapper's whereabouts still remain unclear. Last year, the controversial rapper's former business manager, Thomas St. John. That really should be Tommy St. John, shouldn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like a DJ, doesn't it?
You got to go see Tommy St. John. Said he had been unable to find West for weeks to serve him a lawsuit, triggering fears that he was missing. However, the rapper was reportedly then spotted at a church service earlier this month.
Of course he was.
Which has cast doubt on the ongoing rumors that he'd gone AWOL. Now West's former legal team are reportedly trying to access Ye by publishing newspaper ads in Los Angeles newspapers in an attempt to remove him from their client roster. Wow, it's a weird thing.
Yay!
Can you just call Kim, right?
She doesn't know.
Custody. She doesn't?
No.
All right.
Yay!
Here's a star that was invoked by my father and mother for years and years as I was growing up. Her name, Gina Lola Brigida.
Yes.
She was one of the last mega celebs of old Hollywood and absolutely gorgeous. She was beautiful. Her attorney says that she passed away Monday in a Rome hospital. It's been reported she'd been receiving treatment for some time, but unclear for what. Well, she's 95. Lola Brigida was a beloved and coveted movie star in the 50s and the 60s. So hot. If you go back and see an old Gina Lola Brigida movie, you'll know she's beautiful. She's co-starred in films alongside, here's some names, Humphrey Bogart, Rock Hudson, Anthony Quinn, Errol Flynn, all the way back to Errol Flynn.
Wow, I didn't realize.
Frank Sinatra, Yul Brynner, among others. While her acting career somewhat petered out post-60s, she's had a run for about a decade or so where she was one of the most in-demand A-listers, both here and abroad, rivaling other starlets like Marilyn Monroe and Sophia Loren. So safe home to Gina Lola Brigida. Oh, she's a good girl, Gina Lola Brigida.
I know my father has his computer mouse at half-mast.
Yes. Yeah, very sad man.
Yes.
Yeah, Condo Bob. Sorry. Yes. Everyone knows the mini bar at hotels. Good way to burn a whole paycheck.
Sure.
On three beers and a bottle of water. But have you seen this policy yet? This is right in the line of the guy that wanted to gouge me for the air conditioning unit. Someone on Reddit posted a photo after they stayed, and let's rat them out. A Marriott in Florida.
Boo!
What's wrong with Marriott?
There was a sign on the mini fridge that said they'd be charged $50 if they put any of their own stuff in the refrigerator where the mini bar was.
That's really uncool.
No way.
Quote, here's the quote. This is the quote from the thing. The refreshment center is on a sensor. Use of the refreshment center for personal storage will automatically incur a $50 charge. And they have a photo of it. In other words, it looks like
they're now
charging to make sure you don't buy your own stuff and keep it in the refrigerator.
Yeah, but what about something like, and this actually affected me over the summer, insulin. You need to keep your insulin cold if you're traveling, right? You can't put that in there?
That's the price you pay for being unhealthy, fatty.
Well, I'm not diabetic anymore, so screw you, Marriott.
Moving right along, Michelob Ultra is taking us back to Bushwood Country Club this February with a Caddyshack-themed ad, or ads, plural, during the Super Bowl. They released three preview clips. One features Tony Romo. That's the one I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Recreating Bill Murray's classic Cinderella story, where he's hitting the tops off of flowers.
Yes.
Another has a woman soccer star, Alex Morgan, pouring a beer from a tap in her golf bag like Rodney Dangerfield does in the movie. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
A little retro for that. And, you know, it's the Super Bowl, and I now will be reporting about ads that you're going to see in the Super Bowl.
I'm excited, Mike. That's good. Yeah. Keep us abreast of all this breaking news.
By the way,
go Big Blue. Go Big Blue. Way to go,
Big
Blue.
Let's go Buffalo.
Yep. Yeah, let's go Buffalo as well.
Almost fumbled the bag.
Yes, they almost did it. They almost pooped. Saw those fans biting their fingernails. Unlike the Giants, who did really well. Close game, but the Giants played really, really
well.
Wasn't
that the headline of the Buffalo papers? Almost pooped.
Almost pooped.
Yes. Yeah.
The bad.
Very exciting to be a Giants fan when your team was not predicted to do anything and going from a total disaster to winning their first wild card
playoff
game. Very
impressive.
Very exciting. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that Sunday, as much as I'm a fan, I'm not a blind fan, and I do not believe the result will be nearly as promising on Sunday, but they don't say it for nothing on any given
this
Sunday.
Is true.
And
this is true.
You're what a turnaround for Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones, who is now not taking the barbs. I'm one of the mockers. I gave him a hard time. I'm like every fan. By the way, though, I think the whole argument thing where people are gloating about how, I told you haters, can you cut that crap out, please, now? Because it's past.
We all know he's playing in the garbage. What did you want us to say?
Yeah, I know. And he's also, he's the guy. I think we're fine. I don't think we're going to do better. So stick with him. Give him a big contract. Lisa Rinna. Oh, the lovely Lisa Rinna.
The lips.
I used to watch this show. She recently announced that she's leaving The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
No.
Oh, my God. What are we going to do?
Oh, no.
She's been there. That was a good oh, no, Rob.
Oh, no.
Rob, what happened when the doctor, what did you say when the doctor said you have cirrhosis of the liver?
Oh, no.
There you go. She told Interview Magazine, That's where they talk to celebrities.
Do you still take interview, Mike?
Got all my tips on how to do it right. She told Interview Magazine that she'd had a rough year and something toxic has crept into the franchise. What, now? Now something toxic has crept into the franchise?
I understand she's having trouble with her Harry Hamlin.
God. Oh, really? Yeah. Well, who knows?
Eight seasons.
Here's her quote. I never think, oh, wow, it's just such a rough year and I'll never be able to handle it again. I can always come back and handle something. But something has gotten to the housewife universe because of what's going on in the world. And it's reflected in the way that blah, blah,
the
blah,
wife blah, of hers, blah, Mike. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I just think it's unhealthy. It's always been unhealthy.
That's the secret of the show.
Still, yeah. Orange County and Beverly Hills, the best ones.
Yeah, Beverly Hills I love for a long time, but then you get bored. You get bored because you know the longer you stay, I'll ask your impression of this. The longer you stay with it, don't you feel that the longer you're aware of that, the more you're aware of them forcing the drama
A little bit? Yeah. Right? When, who's the Hilton
Paris?
Fan? Not Paris, but the...
Oh, Kim Richards.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
They jumped the shark with me when Kim Richards got in that one of the first fake fights at dinner.
Yeah.
With Kelsey Grammer's ex-wife.
Oh, what the hell was her name?
Camille Brown.
Camille.
Yes. So when they went look, it was nice.
Camille.
It was nice to see two good-looking reality stars bicker. But it just became so untenable.
Yeah.
I was just there to see how Kelsey Grammer lived.
You never see him.
No, they're divorced.
I only watch one of those still, and that's the Real Housewives of Coralville.
The Iowa Housewives are the best.
Yes, they really are.
Absolutely. Little tiny foo-foo dogs and man cuts. There's a video going viral online where a guy shares a trick for opening a difficult lid. Thought you might need this one.
Yeah.
You just take a spoon, you stick it underneath the lid on one of the grooves and gently pry the lid away from the glass. That's it. That's how you do it.
You could use the same thing with a bottle opener. Sort of an old trick.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Suction. Yeah, it's an old trick. They admit it. The suction will release and you can easily twist the lid off. This is not new. They mentioned that in the story, Rob. There's a previous example of it online and some commenters say they've been opening stubborn jars like this for decades. But be careful. Here we go.
Yeah.
If there's a rattlesnake around.
That's right.
You want to be really, really
careful. I have oftentimes spent a good deal of effort avoiding stubborn jars.
Let me have just a brief chat with Mike before we read the kicker here, okay?
Okay.
Now, you've got to be a pro with this, right? Don't do what you did this morning.
I'm not going to do what I did. Why do you have to bring that up? You're going to wreck the kicker. It's not all that funny.
Yeah, but I just don't want you to laugh at yourself.
All right! I get it.
Don't yell at me.
Don't yell at me! All right, you ready for
it's gonna be fine. Something? Yes, please. Stop.
Here I go.
What are you doing?
It. In West Java, Indonesia, a certain rock formation has been drawing people from all over the world. Locals and tourists are floating along the rocky inlets of Sukabumi to see the notorious Penis Rock. Decades of erosion and weathering erected a natural stone formation into a shape resembling a man's genitals. Men visit the oddity with hopes to improve their performance in bed, while women pray to meet the man of their dreams to fulfill their desires. It is said that the men who visit Penis Rock will become mighty men in bed. Hmm. There is a similar shaped rock in Norway. And in Ireland, in spring, they celebrate their penises by participating in the annual Mushroom Cap Festival. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I made it to the end. I'm sorry.
You know, Mike.
Huh, are you going to the festival? Yes, I am. Way to go, Seamus. That's great. To celebrate all of our mushroom caps. There
I actually bought Penis Rock. It's a 2-CD set.
Yes. I learned to read on it. We'll be right back.
I picked myself up a little soy milk latte and my wife a cafe grande.
Yeah.
Starbucks. I hear through the speaker that it's the sing-songy guy.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day. My name's Trent. Welcome to Starbucks. What can I do you for, big guy?
Well, I think I'll have a venti soy milk latte.
Awesome. Can I get you a cake pop?
Would you like a cake pop?
Or how about I tell you you about my favorite podcast.
Tell your friends, wake the kids, and phone the neighbors. Let them all know about your favorite podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show. It's TMOS's new listener initiative for 2023. Join the party. The more, the merrier.
Let your Trent flag fly, and that's fine.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. KiwiCo.
Yes.
KiwiCo. KiwiCo knows a thing. Ooh. Man, a lot of cold medication.
Yeah, a lot of that, yeah.
KiwiCo knows a thing or two about delivering moments of discovery through fun, hands-on projects.
Each month, they'll deliver super cool.
God, that's the way I feel with it. Super cool science, technology, and art projects for kids. It's everything they need to tinker and build. Cultivate your child's natural creativity and curiosity by giving them the tools to learn a new skill and make new connections to the world around them. Discover the science of rainbows by making rainbow-themed art while exploring color theory. Explore engineering and the physics behind dominoes by building a real domino machine. And more, it can be hard to find creative ways to keep your kids busy and challenged. KiwiCo does the legwork for you so you can spend quality time with your children tackling projects together. Okay. Plus, there's no commitment. Pause or cancel anytime. Make 2023 the year of discovery with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month on any crate line at KiwiCo.com/TMOS. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com/TMOS. I want to talk about Oscar's beloved, his betrothed.
Yes.
Shannon.
Shannon.
I don't, of all the spouses that I've been associated with, it's always the same. I know the spouses, but I don't know them extremely well. Based on time spent together and what I know of Shannon, I know primarily through the show. And I'm extremely fond of her. And I think that the impression I get up at Podville Media is that everybody up there is fond of her, too.
Yeah, she's
funny.
She's lovely.
She's a beautiful young lady.
And delightful,
she is,
really.
She is just a pleasure to be around. So when Oscar comes to us, I think it's not just the fact that it's the first day of the week. Oscar going,
The first day of the week was yesterday.
First day of the broadcast week.
Mark. Yes, thank you.
Oh, were you at Podville yesterday?
Yes.
He sleeps here.
Rub our nose, isn't it? Shannon, Oscar comes in and mentions that I would think that dining out with a lovely creature like Shannon would be always be a pleasure, you know, for Oscar to blow off the steam of the day. But he mentioned something right before the show about Shannon is annoying
She's the most annoying dinner guest.
So when you sit with her and you go, are you talking about going out to dinner?
I'm talking as a whole, and may I explain?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So Wednesday night, I take her out to dinner because I've made some sort of resolution in my life that we need to spend a little more us time together.
That's beautiful.
In this new year, right?
I root for you.
So I say, I'm going to make
I made the same resolution for me and Oscar.
I'm going to make an effort.
Together. Yes.
And I'm just going to take the bull by the horns. Instead of asking her if she wants to go out tonight, I said, we're going out. I make the reservation. We go and eat. Wednesday night. That was great. We had a great dinner.
By saying reservation, probably a pretty classy joint.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where I went, but
still,
it was good.
Yeah. Well, he's in the city, so he has good options.
Yeah.
Nice options.
We're not going anywhere too fancy, but it was fine. We have a nice dinner Wednesday night. Don't have to take the dog. So it's like, it feels like a date.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get it wrapped in the tortilla or the bowl?
You know, bowl guy. Okay. So I was like, that was wonderful. So on Thursday night, I say, well, maybe she doesn't want to cook tonight. I'm going to go ahead and order dinner for us.
Ah. Okay.
I ordered dinner from Buca de Beppo? What is it called?
Buca de Beppo.
Yes. I just
They closed the one down here that we go to.
Because of the storm?
No, because of his diet.
Okay.
Because of my diet that I went on?
Yeah, we can't keep it in the black
seen
anymore.
Him in weeks.
All right, so you get some nice Italian food.
Yeah, so it arrives. Their meatball is cartoon size. It's famous, apparently.
Yes.
And I got the spaghetti with meat sauce. Nothing crazy. Mm-hmm. I said, dinner's here. She comes down. She goes, oh, I don't want that.
Oh.
And I said, well, there's probably a nicer way of saying I
don't
want that.
Not even anything for the effort?
Like, there's dinner for two here. They don't have small portions.
Yeah, you took the time to, you know.
Or how about just pretend and then tell me later that you don't want a bunch of carbs.
Yeah.
Fine. Does she lecture you on your diet ever?
Well, it was the way of telling me that, hey, fatty, I'm not playing your game.
So, I've been there. I've lived this. I know. I live this every day.
But fatty.
Like,
I didn't think it was gonna. It wasn't a terrible. Like we had great, decent lunch. We had we have salad every day. We have salads for lunch.
Of course.
The worst is when I get caught with something that she can really rail on me. This is fatty me.
Yes.
And when she caught me taking the Kirkland chocolate chips and putting them in a cereal bowl covered with a Ready Whip.
Oh, that's a problem.
That was a problem.
Yeah.
But you know, boy, you'd be surprised. Ready Whip is relatively low caloric.
Yeah, but.
But the chocolate chips.
You just walk in and you're like, yeah,
you
do
that with milk too. You can pour the milk right over the
chips. Pro tip.
Sure. That you can eat.
So.
And you feel great after you eat it.
Sure. Energized.
Right.
Energy surge throughout your body.
I said, what are you going to have? She said, grapes and granola and yogurt. I said,
that's her go-to.
I said, well, at least it was such a dismissal that I was like, you know, there are people starving in Africa. And
when you started this, when you came in and said this to us, I thought you were going to discuss that she is difficult at a restaurant when
that's
it comes
what I
to
got. Yeah.
Ordering.
She's terrible at that. She asks, it takes forever. I just pick what's off the menu, and there's like a bunch of gluten conversations being had.
I don't, now listen, don't send me letters, okay? Don't call me Mr. Misogynist. I don't need that. But I have always felt that perhaps there is if you're talking really broad strokes, there may be a little difference in ordering. Well, go back and look at When Harry Met Sally.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Agreed.
I believe that is more of a female trait than a male trait.
Well, that's because if someone
kill
takes,
me.
Also, if someone takes care, I don't really take care of myself the way I used to for various reasons, but she still does. Fine. I for me, you know, food has always been like the way you show this is how you celebrate. This is how, when you're sad, you eat. It's emotional. Like, it's just is what it is.
Of course.
Right? And it can't be for a lot of people
it's an unhealthy trait, but it's a very common trait.
So it can't be, but I was like, okay, fine. I'll just eat alone. So I'm eating alone. What is a dinner? It's 3 to 5 people, right?
Because I don't
it's
know how to
think. It's massive.
Huge portions. Mm-hmm. They really
when
do.
When I tell you it's double the size of this. No, it's if I open this laptop, this is the vat of spaghetti and meatballs they send you. A deep dish.
Wow, you should have called me.
Then to bed. What a day.
So I'm eating it. I'm like, fine.
I'm tired.
2 days go by.
Yes. And you finally have a bowel movement?
No. So it's Saturday, and I say, hey, she's at the beauty salon with the dog. The dog got groomed.
Yeah.
Oh, so the dog beauty salon.
The dog got groomed.
Okay.
And I write her, and I said, hey, I'm going to order lunch. She's like, great. So I have
Has she eaten Buca di Beppo before?
We've only ordered it one time prior, and she loved it.
Okay. All right.
What's not to like?
So, I have Peruvian chicken loaded up on my Postmates.
That's healthier.
Relatively
it
healthy.
It is. Right? Protein.
So, I'm about to hit them. And by the way, nothing's cheap anymore. You're spending a minimum of $50 every time you order out.
It's insane.
It's crazy.
Everything's gone.
And you try to get food from Peru.
And then.
God damn Democrats.
And then they say.
Biden.
They say, as soon as I'm about to order, Shannon says, well, what are you ordering? I said, you know, something we've ordered a zillion times. She goes, well, what is it? I said, the Peruvian chicken place. She goes, well, I don't want that. At that point, I picked up my keys. Mm-hmm. I said, well, what are you going to eat? She goes, I'll just have grapes and
granola and yogurt.
And I said, not me. She goes, where are you going? I said, I'm going where I really want to go. Popeyes. They have these new ghost pepper tenders. That I've been eyeing for some time, and I'm going to go sit in Popeyes by myself and enjoy the meal I want without any guilt.
Wow.
Did she let you go?
She doesn't have to let me go. I left.
All right. I'm just saying. Yes. So you went there and you had the, how did you feel after you finished the tenders?
I felt like a man. I felt
how were the tempers?
Empowered.
How were the tempers?
They were great, and they were spicy.
Yeah, that's you know, yummy. Mike, it's a different sphere when you eat in at Popeyes. Mm-hmm. When I do Popeyes, I always drive through. I never darken the door.
Well, that's a fat guy thing. That's hiding.
Yes,
that's because we do our best eating of bad food when we're hiding. He does not have that shame factor because he's not been super fat like you and I have. Yeah,
let me ask you this question: when you sat down, was your table sticky at all?
No, but there was a lot of action in a DC Northwest Popeyes.
Hot chicken action.
No, there was a family playing Monopoly to the right of me on a board while they were eating their Popeyes. I thought that was very...
playing Monopoly?
What I tell you, and by the way, they were my people, Latinos, God bless them.
It was Latin Monopoly.
Well, the money was so greasy. The paper money?
Yes.
That they used for Monopoly? With. Yeah.
Was it transparent?
I was like, that's
like bringing
not
the board game into the Popeyes. It's, how many people were at the table?
Four.
It's a family event.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
A family event that you can eat. Hot time in the Louisiana kitchen. That's the way it goes.
I get it. It's fine. This is a cozy Popeyes, but the Monopoly game is a bridge too far.
Yes. What you do is you look at Shannon and you say, you pick tonight. Can you pick something for takeout? Something healthy.
Thank yes.
You. And she'll say, I don't know.
Yes.
And then she'll walk into the.
Yeah. Oh,
I got the same thing. Married to the same woman.
Go to the grape restaurant.
Yeah. The grape. There was a restaurant down here called The Grape. Go ahead.
How's it going, Mike?
I have an issue with printer streaking.
A disembodied voice says, is it a laser printer?
Yeah. The solution was on the other side of this wall.
That's right.
Saying nothing. Yeah. He's like, no, just shake it.
Oh, that's not going to work. Just take the cartridges out and shake them.
Ichabod weighs in with shake it.
Shake it, baby.
Are you having technical issues with the Mike O'Mara Show or the TMOS Bonus Show?
That's right.
Have you tried unplugging it and plugging it back in? Never fear. Just email Ichabod at MikeOmaraShow.com and shake it one time for me, honey.
And that's all.
You know that turning into your parents might be your worst nightmare. I've seen those commercials. But
yes.
Let's be real. Their weed might have been the best stuff out there. Well, Dadgrass has old school joints that are low in THC and high in CBD. Mm-hmm. So you can chill out and lighten up the old-fashioned way. Dadgrass is legal organic smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. And if you want the toke without the smoke, Dadgrass also has CBD gummies made with the same high-quality hemp. They're delicious, easy to dose, and the effects come on smooth. Chill out without getting stoned. There it is. That's
a tincture
drop.
Yeah.
It's like having a glass of wine, not the whole bottle. It's out of sight. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 21 and over and ship right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/TMOS. Groovy!
Sound Town. We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
Mike, we've been at this for a long time, in excess of 30 years together. And you know why?
Why?
Because we ask the questions that matter.
Mm-hmm.
Today's question, do beavers fart?
Great question.
I'm going to say yes.
Is their diet full of like...
Anything can decompose within the intestines. Mm-hmm.
I don't know that they actually eat wood as much as they just chew on it, right?
They chew it and spit it out probably.
Yeah, anyway.
Right? Well, they might eat it. You never know.
This is a nature cam, a Canadian nature cam with night vision because it's black and white. And I want you to hear, this is a beaver that is just about at water level. So you... So you hear two different things because it starts unsubmerged.
This is really awesome.
Let me let the tape speak for itself.
I gotta hear it again. You can really hear its butt go underwater. Yeah. It's adorable.
Yeah, it is. He is cute. He is a cute beaver. Yeah.
Budweiser, bud.
You see, the thing that had me thinking when I watched and heard this is that, you know, once they place a nature cam, you don't move them around.
Correct.
Yeah.
So someone was going through hours and hours of tape and saying, look what we've got. Fantastic. This beaver is right by the camera. How could it possibly get any better?
That's a big beaver fart.
It is.
I mean, that's not that big an animal. That's a large, large.
Did you see him at Popeye's?
No.
Okay,
no.
Just checking.
He's playing Monopoly.
So, also, Mike, you think you've had an SE day. Yeah. How about this Amazon driver that was making a delivery?
What? I don't get this story. I've read it like you have, and I don't understand how it could have happened.
He was walking across the yard, and there was a septic tank, and he ended up in the septic tank, stuck in the septic tank.
Delivering to this customer's house, and I just fell into a septic tank. I don't know if they were digging it or what, but I walked by it, and the ground came out underneath me. I'm like 6 feet down, and I tried using these roots around me to get out, and it just pulled more dirt on top of me. So I just called dispatch. Hopefully they're going to get the cops or the fire department here, because I definitely don't want to try to climb out on my own again, because like I said, the walls are kind of caving in on me.
Now he did finally get to the tank.
He's not, the tank is covered, right?
Well, the tank is essentially a hole.
No, it's something buried in the floor.
No, there's always a covered concrete tank. Yeah. That you leach into a septic field. Have you ever lived on septic?
Yes. Yeah, as a matter of fact, yes.
Did you ever fall into the well?
So, no, I didn't. It was actually across the street.
What I think happened is that it collapsed and he fell down. But you wouldn't fall if the grass is there.
Yes.
Right.
It seems to me like they may have been doing work on it. He says they don't know if they were. But anyway, he was up to his wherever and in the filling of the septic tank.
But that's the question. Is it
dirt or poo?
It was poo.
Really?
And yes.
He's not really gagging, though.
Well, he's probably seen worse.
Okay. Well, it's interesting.
But he was able to finish his shift.
You know, I saw a guy. This is up in Maine. Mm-hmm. Our family house up in Maine. Old Maine guy. Congratulations to Maine, though, on the lottery, too. Way to go. I can't wait to find out who won.
Yeah. I think it was Kathy, wasn't it?
Mega Millions. Do we know anybody in Lebanon?
Got a lunch box, one of the old-fashioned metal lunch boxes that construction workers used. He's got it sitting on the edge of the open septic tank, and he's eating his sandwich. Yeah. One of the greatest things I ever saw. Whole family came to the window and said, look at him. Look at he's doing that. And then a beaver farted.
Also, Mike, I'd like to salute the Soundtown football player of the week is Brett Maher, or Mayer, who missed four consecutive extra points in a row last night for Dallas.
Dallas won big anyway. It didn't matter. But
they should have had four more points. Yeah.
And now the drama of Brett Maher trying to hit an extra point. He's missed three tonight, four in a row. And he has done it again.
They might be looking for a kicker next week.
And this is a 24-0 game.
That Thanks,
is
Troy.
Four missed extra points tonight. And you just feel horrible for him.
Yeah, you feel horrible, don't you?
Well, Troy didn't.
I know. You're a new kicker
next week.
They might
be looking for a new kicker next week because he missed them.
Mike, what did you think about Tampa Bay?
Tampa Bay was rough around the edge.
Right?
Mike Evans, who's the number one receiver for Tampa Brady, just talk about out of sync, you know? Ultimately, for a guy like that, I don't care how – look, the GOAT, arguably the GOAT. You have a quarterback that they still have to rely on receivers getting open.
Yeah.
And they were not getting open. They were tired at the end of that game, too, because I forgot how many runs. It was a non-existent run game. Yeah. Every single play was a pass, and that that burns you out a little bit, I think.
Whether or not it's with Tampa, will we see Brady play again, do you think?
I say yes.
Oscar?
Right now, with his marriage in tatters, I think it's the only thing he can do.
How much they've lost there. You have to play just to cover your nut.
Yeah. If they were like thinking about reconciling or there was something that then you might have a better chance. But I don't know. I could be wrong.
Wait.
You know.
I'm sorry. He may not have to because he's got that Fox broadcast deal.
Waiting for him.
For $300 million.
Yeah, but they still don't know what one of the things they discussed in the game last night. They don't know what he's going to do. Or they were speculating that he doesn't know. They
all
had talked
I know
to
is
Tom
this.
Brady and they don't know.
All I know is this. He's going to look great in Commander's colors.
He needs some sunscreen.
Get him at the end of his run.
That's what we've done. He needs a
derm. We've done for 70
Tom
years.
Tom Brady needs a Derm Glow facial.
Yes, thank you very much.
It would be so nice to have him to the house, Mike. You could get him all fixed up.
He
pretty.
Looks rough.
It'd be wonderful. Have Carla do a dermaplane on him. You know, do a hydrafacial. Fantastic. By the way, Carla O'Mara at Derm Glow Skin does all of those projects on your face. If you'd like to come down to Southwest Florida,
she'll travel
have a personal
for celebrities.
Treatment. Yeah, she will.
Oh,
fly.
You know what? It just occurred
she'll
to me.
She'll get on a plane.
She'll get on the dermaplane.
She will get on the dermaplane.
Bingo.
For a mutually agreed upon fee, yes. She will hop on a plane and come to you with all her stuff. With her big
she'll
suitcase.
Do two facials and a dermaplane for one air conditioner.
Absolutely. That's thank easy. You. We'll trade it out.
Yes, of course. Mike,
go a contractor.
Let
go
us
ahead,
close with this to our friends in Iowa. Now, this is in central Iowa.
Yes, it's a stupid
show. It is a stupid show. The woman they took to the morgue was everything was going great until.
Just so you know, this female was transported there deceased, and she is not. They are in the chapel, and she is on a cot.
She was alive. When asked for comment, the old lady said,
I'm not dead. I feel fine.
So, mistakes happen. That's all. That's all I got.
That way,
Mike, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
All right, come on. Go figure. Anyway, go figure. I've always loved that expression. Go figure. Yeah. She started breathing, and then she dipped her butt into the water and farted. Sounded just like a beaver. Fantastic. Yeah. She said, what's going on? We've got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow for the Big Wednesday program. For Rob Speedwagon and Oscar Santana, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Go figure.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I thought I told you.